Chinese, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, the old fellows were alarmed, to no small degree, when they discovered a note pinned on the feed room door telling Lum to be in his home at 12 o'clock last night and be ready to give up the diamond or suffer ill consequences. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner over at Dick Huddleston's store having a heart-to-heart talk with Dick. Listen.
Well, now, Abner, how do you know that that's the Coonland diamond that Lum has?
Well, it must be, Dick. Look at all the bad luck that both Lum and me's had ever since he got it. And that feller trailing Lum around is after the Coonland diamond, so naturally he wouldn't follow Lum unless he thought he had it or knowed he had it or something.
Well, this fella, well, whoever he is, what does he look like anyway?
I don't know. I never actually saw him.
Has Lum?
Well, no, not really. He claims that he saw a man prowl around his place over there peeking in the window, but he never actually got a good look at him. See, that's the worst part of it. If he could just see this feller, why, it'd be a heap easier to fight him. Wouldn't be so dad blame scary all the time, feared he's going to be around.
Yeah. Well, now, you sure it is somebody, though. You fellas aren't just imagining all this, are you?
Well, it's got to be somebody. I don't think a ghost could have went into Grandpappy Spears' house that time and tore everything up and then left them notes laying around.
Yeah, well, now, tell me again, what was it in that note that you and Lum found on the feed room door yesterday?
Well, it said, let's see now, how did the thing go? Well, something like this. It says, be in your home at midnight tonight. Be prepared to surrender the Coonland diamond or suffer the fate of its curse.
And you say that you and Lum waited for him over at Lum's place last night, huh?
Well, we never waited inside the house, though. See, we waited outside.
Outside?
Yeah, we hid there with a couple of shotguns. See, we were sort of aiming on capturing him if we could.
What happened?
Well, see, Lum, he was guarding the north side of the house, and I was guarding the south side. And along about 12 o'clock, I reckon it was, well, both of us heard a noise, and I run around the corner of the house to see what it was, and I seen somebody else coming around the other corner, and I fired at him. I doggedy fired right back at me. So I taken out back around the corner of the house, and he went around the other corner, and, well, we run together on the far side of the house, and quick as we got ourselves picked up and quit scuffling, why, me and Lum found out we was just firing at one another.
By Jax, it's a wonder you didn't kill yourself. Did you get hurt at all?
Well, not much, not much. I've got to get a new hat. Well, Lum ain't setting down today.
Well, did you see the fellow at all, Abner?
No. All that gun firing must have scared him off, I reckon, for he never did come back.
You know, Abner, this might be kind of serious.
I know good and well it is. That's why I come to you for some advice. Now, don't tell Lum that I come over here and told you all this, Dick.
Oh, no, I don't see anybody.
I don't think he wants nobody to know what you know, but I just had to talk to somebody about it. Because I know it's going to drive me and Lum both just stark, raving, mad, crazy.
Yeah, well, I don't know offhand just what to suggest, Abner. I tell you what, wait a minute, there comes Grandpappy Spears up there. How much of this does he know?
Well, not much. He just knows that that feller thought that Grandpap had the Coonland diamond and was trying to get it back from him, but he don't know that Lum's actually got it. See, he thinks the whole thing was just a mistake.
Oh, I see.
Howdy. Any telegrams to deliver today, Richard? Oh, hello there, Abner.
Howdy, Grandpap.
What you doing over here?
Oh, nothing. Just wrapped in the set for a spell.
Why don't you stay over at your own store and run it for a while?
Well, I can
come. Business.
I can come over here and visit Dick if I want to, can I?
All right. Any telegrams, Richard?
No, not a one, Grandpap.
Yeah, that's good. After that rush month I just had, 2 telegrams inside of 15 days, I need a rest.
Well, you better take it easy for a while, Granddad.
Yeah, you mind if I sort of run through the mail, Richard, see if I got any letters?
Oh, no. Go ahead and look at it, Granddad.
I sort of expected to get a hearing from my cousin Clifford.
Yeah. Oh, Grandpappy sure takes that telegram delivering job seriously.
You actually pay him for that, Dick?
Well, he does some little chores around the store here once in a while for me, Abner. That keeps him happy, you know.
Yeah.
But, getting back to your problem, Abner, you said the jeweler in there at the county seat made you a pretty good offer on that diamond, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, but Lum won't sell it. See, he's bound and determined he's going to give that to Miss Emmeline for an engagement ring.
Well, he could get her a smaller one, couldn't he? That's putting the end of this trouble you're having, give you enough money to pay off those mortgages you were telling me about.
I know it. But Lum, he's just so much in love with Miss Emmeline that he wants her to have the biggest diamond he has in the whole world.
Yeah, I know how he feels about her. Sort of looks like that this is a real thing for Lum this time, don't he?
Yeah, I believe it is.
But I still think the smart thing to do is to sell that diamond.
Yeah, I do too, but I can't talk him into it.
Yeah, just reading in the paper here where Rex Phillips sold a hired hut and a cow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that, Grandpap.
Another big news item.
Don't pay no attention to him. He'll interrupt us all.
That's all. Let him go. Well, Abner, why don't you go ahead and sell that thing anyway? You'd be doing Lum a favor. And if I was you, I'd be pretty interested in not losing my home over here. You got a mortgage on it. That's the only way I know for you to raise any money.
You mean for me to just take the diamond and go to the county seat and sell it?
Why, sure. That should be easy enough. You said that Lum's been wanting you to keep it for him, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, Dick, but you wouldn't catch me doing a thing like that.
Well, why not? It's the only sensible thing to do, Abner. You'll never be able to reason with Lum. You can't reason with the man that's in love.
No, but I ain't going to take no chance on toting that thing around. I'd get killed or something just short of the world. That diamond's got a curse on it.
Oh, that's silly, Abner. There isn't really such things as curses.
Well, there's one on this diamond. I know it is. I know. Everybody gets hold of that thing. Something happens to them.
Well, if it does, it's just a coincidence, then. You shouldn't believe things like that, Abner.
Well, they can happen, can't they?
Why, of course they can. You read about that kind of junk in books, but it don't actually happen.
Well, I don't know. I still hate to take a chance on having that thing with me all the way to the county seat.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go in there with you.
You will?
Yeah, I've got to go to the county seat on business tomorrow anyway, so why don't you just come along with me?
Well, would you carry the diamond?
Why, sure, I'll carry it.
All right, Dogies, it's a deal, then.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive.
What's the matter, Grandpap?
Bessie Blevins' brother-in-law, Roy, and his woman, Clara, over there at Cherry Hills just had twins.
Grandpap, stop reading everybody else's postcards there.
Meanwhile, back at the Jot'em Down store, Lum is also making some arrangements regarding the diamond.
I sure appreciate it if you do this for me, Ulysses.
Yeah, okay, Lum. You just want me to take this package home and hide it, huh?
Yeah, just for a few days. And don't tell nobody you got it, because, well, it's sort of a surprise present for Abner, I think.
Yeah, okay. Now, what is it, Lum?
Well, it's a surprise. I'd rather not even tell you, because I don't want Abner to find out.
Yeah, okay, but I wouldn't tell him.
Well, I know you wouldn't, Ulysses, but you know how them things gets around once you start telling somebody. You let them slip out before you realize what you said, so you just keep it from me, Ulysses, and I'll get it from you in a few days.
Yeah, okay.
And be sure to keep it hid good. Keep it in a good, safe place.
Yeah, okay, Lum.
See, it's sort of valuable, and I don't want to take no chances on somebody robbing you of it.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm sure much obliged to you, Ulysses.
Okay.
And say hello to the missus and all the youngins.
Yeah, okay, Lum.
Watch out, there comes Abner. Don't let on about that surprise for him.
Yeah, okay, Lum.
I'll see you later, Ulysses.
Okay. Well, howdy, Ulysses. What you got in the package
Okay, Abner.
Granny's Abner, come on in here. I got some good news for you.
Yeah, well, I've got some good news for you, too, Lom. I've changed my mind. I'm willing to keep that
Well, wait a minute before you tell me your good news. Let me tell you mine. Granny, I feel just like I had a big rock lifted off my shoulder.
Big rock?
Yeah, you seen that package Ulysses was carrying with him when he left out of here, didn't you?
Yeah, I seen him. I asked him what was in it, but all he said is just okay.
Well, he didn't want to tell you what it was, because I told him it was a surprise present I was going to give to you.
For me?
I told him to keep it hid over to his place for a few days.
Well, Lum, you oughtn't have got me nothing. This ain't even my birthday.
Well, I never actually got you nothing.
Huh?
Don't you get it? That's the Coonland diamond he's toting home with him.
The diamond? Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I thought you said that you want me to keep that for you.
Well, you said you never wanted... Oh, my goodness. Ulysses, watch out. Look out there. That car hit him just sure as a world.
Car hit him?
Yeah. Seems sprawled out there in the street. Oh, come on, Abner, let's get out there.
Hits that diamond, I know it.